The International Monetary Fund has suspended its financial aid to Greece over the unclear political situation in the country. The IMF announced that the talks over the aid would be resumed after a new government is formed in Greece. The fund has got a four-year, $35 billion loan program for Greece, but before releasing a new tranche of the loan, it wants to make sure that the government is meeting particular budget and reform targets. This comes after the Greek parliament rejected the presidential candidate and set the stage for snap elections. Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has announced that the general elections will be held on January the 25th. Opinion polls show the left-wing anti-austerity Syriza party will have a lead. Let's speak to Press TV's Constantine Venizelos, who joins us via Skype from Athens. Now, Constantine, before I get into the particulars of the election and the party politics, tell us a bit more about what withholding of this financial aid means for Greece, financially speaking.
Well, I think that must be perceived as exactly what it is, which is alarmism and scaremongering, reminding our viewers that 2 years ago, during the previous national election, the German edition of the Wall Street Journal published an editorial article in Greek, which actually was addressing Greeks in the Greek language, urging them to not vote for the main opposition party, Syriza. Of course, you know, the IMF statement is not really surprising us. It aims to actually instill fear and uncertainty, you know, ahead of a potential alternative anti-austerity government. And for the first time in European political history, if Syriza actually wins this election, it will be the first time ever in Europe that a leftist government with a clear anti-austerity portfolio will take office. And of course, financial institutions have something to worry here, especially those that hold Greece's debt in private state bonds, because really there are Syriza MPs who have said that Greece could actually issue a parliamentary decree that voids, that negates a part of all of the country's debt. Of course, having borne into mind the recent statements by Syriza chief Alexis Tsipras, the mainstream opinion within Syriza is that the party, if it comes a winner, will renegotiate the write-off of part of the country's debt and wants to keep Greece in the European currency and the European community. Therefore, the IMF statement is simply a scare tactic to actually, you know, divert Greeks away from voting for any alternative government, and especially one that promises relief from austerity measures.
Indeed, but it seems, as you've just pointed out, Syriza has a roadmap plan there, what it wants to do once it is in office. Now, from the last parliamentary elections we saw in Greece, Syriza has managed to work on its popularity and appeal to the people of Greece. Tell us a bit more about Syriza's chances.
Well, on the one hand, Syriza has gained the tremendous and highly significant support of the Greek syndication movement. This has happened gradually over months of relentless networking and, of course, political discussions between Greek syndicators and Syriza officials. This is very important for anyone who wants to move on in politics in Greece. A party needs the support of Greek syndicators and labor unions. And it seems that Syriza has managed to win a significant portion of that that could propel it ahead when the day of the election comes. On the other hand, I think we should really mention some political developments that have arisen from yesterday's now defeat of the Prime Minister over the presidential vote. The future of Antonis Samaras in the Conservative Party is highly uncertain. We have heard of Conservative veterans from within the New Democracy Conservative Party that have slammed Samaras for the way he handled the debt crisis over the last couple of years since he was elected in 2012, and there will be a party vote after the election to change the leader of the Conservative Party. Slightly more dramatic are developments in the Socialist Party, which is Samaras's junior partner. We know that tomorrow we'll see the announcement of a breakaway Socialist Party that will participate in the elections, and that really put an end on the Socialist Party as we know it.
Okay, all eyes on Greece there and its elections. Press TV's Konstantin Venizelos reporting from Athens via Skype. Konstantin, thanks very much indeed.